from October 1st through October 16th of this year, our federal government entered a shutdown and pretty much curtailed most routine operations after Congress failed to enact legislation. So this funding gap was created when the two chambers of Commerce failed to agree to an appropriations continuing resolution, and this was to defund the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. It was led by a conservative senator such as Ted Cruz. Did you think that was the proper way to try to attack the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act?
Well, I think it's something that forces people to take a position on something that's controversial. However, I'd have to tell you that that isn't really the reason that this happened. Every year, as we all know, and everyone who is listening to us now knows, that the reason that we're in such heavy debt in this country is that we always will get right up to the end of a fiscal year and say we have to increase the debt or we have to renege on our obligations. I said, I think it was 6 years ago, that someday we're going to have to stop this. We're going to have to say, fine, if it means that we're going to have to not pay our obligations as a nation, if that's what it takes to get beyond this point where we live within our means, then we should be doing it. That was the big issue, and we're going to be voting on this again on February 15th of 2014. Now, going back, yeah, that was part of the thing, because this was someone who felt so strongly about Obamacare. And keep in mind, the issue here is socializing medicine. Everyone admits that Obamacare is aimed toward a single-payer system. By definition, a single-payer system is socialized medicine, such as they have in UK or in Canada. So he felt strongly enough about it, and several of the rest of us did, that we took that step to do it.
When you say he, that's Senator Ted Cruz.
Well, there are 12 of us. I was one of the 12.
Okay.
I'm guilty.
The public doesn't know what goes on behind closed doors, do they? The back and forth you might have with senators, your caucus meetings. And by the way, here's a question. What's the difference between a caucus meeting and a committee meeting? How are they different in the way they're operating?
A caucus is geared toward membership. The Republicans have a caucus every week. The Democrats have a caucus every week on Tuesday during the lunch hour. It's called the Weekly Republican Caucus and Weekly Democrat Caucus. Now, that's strictly just the members, just Republicans and just the ones that Republicans agree in terms of staff who is invited in. Who do they trust? The committee is something that, generally speaking, is public. It's televised. And people know when you have a defense authorization bill, you have that, except for what happened yesterday. Those are all public. They're live on TV. You can go into executive session in a committee. It's rare that they do it, but they do it in such case that address personnel problems, things that they don't want out in the public because someone's life can be ruined by accusations that they find out later on were not real. But a committee deals with subjects. A caucus deals with membership.